Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments on Dr. Phil.
Where is he messed up on this?
With his very, very specific definition that he figures that he needs to ejaculate directly into my mouth for it to constitute oral sex.
Hi, freaks. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, oral sex in the city, plus pussy for gas, and the whoring business ain't what it used to be. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. At the top of the program, it was just a matter of time before this happened. Honestly, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. Look, I know you freaks are assholes. It's why I love you, and I think why you love me. We share that together. But I just knew, with you guys being such assholes, one of these news stories I read one day is going to be your handiwork. I just pray to God it doesn't involve sodomizing dogs or children or the well, if I had to choose one, it would be the elderly. You could go ahead and sodomize them. But not children or dogs, come on. So I just knew one of these days I'm going to read a news story and then get an email or something saying, holy shit, that's me, the news story is all about me. And I'm guessing they're going to be very proud of this. Yesterday on the show, when you were talking about the guy who went to the graveyard and pulled up a corpse and started fucking their maggoty eye socket. That's me. I've been a freak since 2006. Jagoo! That's what I was screaming while I was skull-fucking that corpse. So I knew it was going to happen eventually, and it actually happened yesterday on the program. I read a news story about some assholes who painted a giant penis on one of their friends' roofs. Well, I got an email yesterday from, he's going by Captain Handsome. Penis on the roof, more info if you want it, and then he links to a YouTube video. I'm a Sideshow member, and I did it!
There is a massive phallic symbol painted on top of a valley rooftop. Is it art, an eye-popping eyesore, or just a big practical joke? The drawing sits on a rooftop of a house near 36th Street in Shea in North Phoenix. New at 6, as Melissa Gonzalo tells us, those living in the neighborhood have mixed reaction to the jaw-dropping display.
It's only visible from above. Sky 12 capturing these images of a male sex organ painted on a roof. We've blurred the video. Neighbors on this North Phoenix street saying they had no idea it was there. Seeing video of it for the first time in our live truck this morning.
Oh, wow. What the hell?
They love it. Oh, and here are the two bitches we talked about on the news story yesterday. The ones who, with the fake outrage, being disgusted.
I can't believe anybody would do that.
I just find it very derogatory. I'm sorry.
I can't talk about this. It's too much. I find it derogatory. I'm sorry. Get me off camera. There's a penis on a roof that I can't even fucking see. My whole goddamn world is collapsing in front of me.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I mean, if you woke up and the news is at your house and you had a giant penis on your roof, what would you think?
Ryan's next-door neighbor doesn't mind.
They can have anything they want on their roof. I'm not looking at it.
I kind of like that woman. All right, very good, Captain Handsome. He's one of the band members that made the work of art on the dude's roof. So congratulations for making the news and Distorted View. Ting! I love how the freaks are now making news, making my job easier. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I have a couple pieces of audio for you. This is kind of an Alexis K. Tyler clip. It's really weird. She's supposed to be talking about women and periods, but at the very top of the video, she decides, like, now is the best time to do some meditation and touch her boobs.
I know. Just bear with me. Y'all wanting this fool crazy. Well, you know, y'all say that about me any damn way. So it's just bear with me. I want you to, your women, if you can't do that, just touch yourself. Oh! Touch yourself now.
I gotta tell you, when she goes like this,
oh, oh, oh,
like a dog yapping, that's when she touches her boobs.
Touch yourself now. Yeah. Touch yourself. Now see, your man, we gonna get him to do it, but right now, And just the smile of your back. Just breathe, y'all. Just go. Just take your hands and just move right down into the small of your back. See, like this right here. Just like go down in there. Just right in your crack.
Yeah.
Just down in the crack. Just dig down in this.
What kind of massage is this? It's more like masturbation, I think.
And let's just go one further. Can you go down there with me, cameraman? Because I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood now while I'm in the mood. You all better catch me before I'm getting in. I'll catch my back. Get no catch. I can get out.
What?
Get out. Get out low. Can y'all get down? Low. Shout it. Get out low.
I didn't understand one goddamn word she said right there.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood now while I'm in the mood. You all better catch me before I'm getting in. I'll catch my back. Get no catch. I can get out.
She's not making any sense. Alexis K. Tyler has officially gone insane. Yet I still love her. A couple more pieces of audio. We're going to move away from Alexis. Here's some painful anal. Some girls getting it up the ass. I don't understand how some women can just take it and be like, yeah, I'm riding that cock. Give me more. I need it. Feed it to me. My ass is hungry. You know, that's kind of like Alexis K. Tyler, you know, getting anal, I guess. But then other women just they can't handle it and just cry.
Yeah, lay me up now.
Sounds like a car starting up. like a car that's flooded. Room jigga jigga jigga. That's right. You take it and you like it. I don't know if that would make me lose my boner or it would actually make me want to fuck her harder. Like, yeah, let me fuck the tears out of you. Guys who have, you know, plowed women's asses, do you have any anal stories? Like, do most women take it well? Are they troopers or are they little bitches? Email me. Love to hear you on the voicemail line. What else do I have for you here? Oh, more crying. Great, this is some brainiac who decides to light his pubes on fire. And apparently he can't get the fire out fast enough, drops to the floor, and screams in pain. There he goes. Why would anyone do that? So stupid, hurting yourself for attention. If you want attention, just draw a giant penis on your friend's roof. It'll get your neighbors pissed and the local media involved. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. It is the Distorted View member site, which gets you full access to the entire archive of episodes of Distorted View, plus extended shows, exclusive shows like we've done this week, video casts, we've done those as well. It's a great time to sign up, check out all of the extra content over there at superfreaksideshow.com, all right? First story we have for you today. It's scary, the economy, lately. I'm worried. You know who else is worried? German prostitutes. The oldest bordello in Hamburg's red light district is shutting down. Why, you ask? Well, lack of business, basically, according to a news report published Friday. I think it's partly an image problem, because when I think of German whores, I don't think of, like, you know, blonde, thin, really hot women. My mind immediately goes to fat East German women with like a babushka. She's probably middle-aged with a huge mole right like by her lip with hair coming out of it. And she's probably not very talkative, probably a little gruff. You pay me, I make you come. She's gonna scare you into having sex with her. After come, I make you soup. Don't waste broth. Okay. I'll eat it all, I'm sorry. The family-run Hotel Luxor, established in 1948, is being sold to an investor and will close down for good next month, says Madame Waltrid Meher. There you go, got it out. She blamed the decline in business on easily available internet porn, the rise of call girl services, and, quote, noisy discos. What era is she living in? When is the last time she left that bordello? 1974? People don't want prostitutes. They're perfectly happy driving around in their Pintos, dancing around the discotheque. She added, you can't make any big money selling sex in St. Pauli anymore. The only thing still in operation are the table dance clubs. The club's heyday was in the 1970s when it was open 7 days a week with 12 prostitutes on hand. Our customers were well off. They didn't scrimp. That's also changed today. Hotel Luxor today employs 4 prostitutes and is only open Tuesday through Friday. 2,000 euros, which is roughly $3,080 per night. It was like that once, one of the women, who gave her name only as Nicole, told the newspaper. Now I can only dream of that. I've been here a year and only earned around $308 per shift. That's still a lot of money for one day's work, right? Prostitutes are greedy. Second story we have for you today in East Valley, Arizona.
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Ah, you know what Father of the Year Alec Baldwin means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implant. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Which Sex in the City star may have her own sex tape coming out? There's a 1 in 4 shot this is going to be good. Because it might be grandma whore, it could be horse face whore, it could be just ugly lesbo whore. But no, thank God, it's, you know, normal kind of hot whore, right? Yes, the only really attractive Sex in the City star, Kristen Davis, is the star of a homemade sex tape, it's been claimed. The woman who resembles the Sex in the City actress, who plays prim and proper Park Avenue princess Charlotte York Goldenblatt in the hit U.S. TV show and upcoming film, is seen giving a man oral sex in the pictures released on various internet sites this week. If I was a celebrity at this point, I would not allow any camcorders in my house at all. I wouldn't own any. I wouldn't let anyone bring, you know, camcorders in, because who knows? I might end up having sex with them, and then boom. You know, 3 months later, a sex tape comes out. Celebrities have to know by now not to videotape themselves while having sex, unless, of course, they want the tape leaked. You know what I mean? The photo stills were reportedly taken from a video showing Kristen cavorting with an unknown man. However, the 43-year-old actress... I don't know why I said that like it was in quotation marks. Yes, the 43-year-old actress, come on, it's Sex in the City, it's not fucking Shakespeare in the Park, has vehemently denied the star of the tape as Kristen. She said, this is not a photo of Kristen Davis, there is no sex tape. Meanwhile, I just love how the newspaper runs to Ron Jeremy to get a quote. Like he's a correspondent or something. Meanwhile, adult star Ron Jeremy has accused celebrities of relying on sex tapes to revive their declining careers. He said, I love the excuses they use. Oh, I didn't know how they got a hold of it. It's such a big joke now. Any celebrity that is not doing so good, they jump by having a good sex scandal. That's kind of true. Although, you know, she has a huge movie coming out in just a few months. I don't know necessarily that her career is on the decline. I mean, she was on Melrose Place and Sex in the City. Now she has the Sex in the City movie coming out. I mean, she's not a Gary Coleman. She's not just scraping by as a mall security guard or something. Look, that poor midget. All right, so there you go. That is your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Etc. Report Extra Edition tonight for Tuesday, March 20th. We got one more story today. Just how bad is the rising price of gasoline? Well, one East Valley woman is trading sex for gas. I was able to fill my tank up yesterday for like $40. And if her pussy is only worth $40, I don't want any piece of it. She better be driving a Hummer. Yes, an East Valley woman who bartered sex for gas money ended up stabbing her victim while partially severing her own finger. Kelly Still, 43, was arrested by deputies, transported to the 4th Avenue Jail, and charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. With gas prices soaring, Kelly Stills bartered oral sex for gas money, so I guess she didn't have a Hummer, she was giving away Hummers. with a male acquaintance over the weekend. The encounter did not result in a contractual sex act, but an aggravated assault when the woman pulled out a pair of scissors and began attacking the man. Michael Hamilton suffered numerous stab wounds to the face and the chest, not to mention the ego. Still also suffered wounds from the scissor attack. How could she hurt herself? Who doesn't know how to use a pair of scissors? She managed to cut herself. Idiot. When authorities arrived at the residence, both people were covered in blood. Still told deputies the fight was a result of a sex for gas contract gone bad. Arizona's statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline is currently sitting at $3.19 per gallon, which is 58 cents higher than a year ago. Last week, gas prices across the state hit record levels. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my Freaky Deaky, see what they're up to.
Timmy, I love the show. I've been listening since 2005.
Nice.
Hey, I'm having a sideshow problem. I've signed up, and I have been enjoying the site, and I have access to all the parts of the site, but I never got my email with the feed information.
Oh, for the love of God. How many times do I have to say this? There's a link at the very top of the Sideshow page and on the bottom of the Sideshow page. Just about everywhere you look, there's a fucking link that says RSS information. You just click on that link. Unfortunately, the software that I use to manage the subscriptions and everything lets you send out a welcome email. And once you set that welcome email, for some reason, you can never change it. And I've updated it a gazillion times, but for some reason, it's still sending out the email saying that the RSS information will be mailed to you. It's not going to be mailed to you. Your username and password will be mailed to you, and then you can log into the site, access everything, and just click on that little link that says RSS how-to or whatever I listed it as, and then you just follow the directions, and you can get your little RSS feed up, so you can get all of the extended and exclusive shows and video casts. All that will be on the password protected feed that you can set up yourself just by reading the little information on the Sideshow. All right, very easy.
Hey Tim, just calling in to let you know, maybe you know about it already, but it's a new website called hulu.com, and the only reason I thought of you is because they have all three seasons of Arrested Development for you to stream in high quality, and you don't even have to sign up or anything. It's all.
Yeah, Hulu is that joint venture, I believe, between NBC and Fox, and they're putting a lot of their shows on there for free. I mean, there's commercials, I think, in between a few spots during the show, but yeah, you can watch all the episodes for free, and I think that's really great because if you don't want to buy the Arrested Development DVDs, but you haven't seen it and you've heard me, you know, talking about it time and time again, sit down when you got some time and just watch. Don't be surfing around the internet too while you're watching it. You just pay attention to the just watch. I guarantee you, if you watch like three episodes in a row, boom, 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 you will be addicted to the show. It's brilliant.
So, it's fucking sweet.
And the reason why I say you have to watch like three episodes in a row is because to really like see the rhythm of the show and to understand what's going on, you really with the show, you really just have to watch three episodes, and because it's not really like other shows that you've watched before. It's great. Ah! Laughing yoga for the heart and mind.
Hey Tim, I just sent you a MySpace message about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
About July for Kings for voting for him for a band contest. So
I
wanted you to put up a bulletin for him.
Believe me, I've been voting for them. Yes, July for Kings. I used to play them a lot on the show. Then they sort of broke up or were on hiatus, and then the lead singer, Joe Hedges, went off and did his own solo album, but the other guys were in the band were like doing the instruments for him or whatever. But anyways, they're back together now. They're coming out with a new album later this year, and I love those guys, and I guess their first single or the first song that they're releasing from the album is participating in a Battle of the Bands type contest, and whoever wins will get to open for some whatever major act is coming to Cincinnati or whatever. They get to be the opening act for that concert. It's very exciting, and I urge you all to vote for them. We'll play a little bit of July for Kings at the end of the show so you guys can get a taste of it. You can listen to the song all you want on the website that I'll provide on the show notes today, so you can check it out. But yeah, the July for Kings guys have been, you know, great. I've talked to a couple of the members, and the lead singer is really nice, and, you know, I love their music. So do us a favor and just, you know, vote. It's very easy. You just click vote and type in the little CAPTCHA thing, and then you're done.
Hey, Tim, this is Eric, one of your listeners from Wisconsin. I wanted to call and let you know that I hadn't listened to the show for about a month, and that was all the time it took for me to sort of deprogram.
Right, okay.
Because I listened to an older episode, and you told the audience that you're going to be playing a gag video, and I prepared myself for a video that was going to be somebody playing a prank on somebody, not somebody choking on a dick. I just wanted to call and let you know that it didn't take too much time for me to sort of deprogram, and I'm looking forward to being re-indoctrinated into your cult.
So after a month, you were normal again, and you assumed a gag video was a prank video, and now you understand again. Now you're getting back into the swing of things with DB. Nice.
Hey, Tim. Justin from Ohio. Well, I'm actually in our most fucked up state right now.
Oh.
And I was watching the news last night, and they actually were talking about that story where the kid had a crap in the lunchbox.
Oh, right.
Just thought I'd let you know. Bye.
That was a great story, making a kid shit in the lunchbox. Wow. I mean, here's the problem with playing music over the phone. I mean, it sounds like it could be cool. Like, it sounds like it's kind of like a hard rock version of the Mario theme or something, but I can't understand the whole goddamn thing. It's done on the phone. That's all the time we have on the this thing that we call Distorted View. Ooh, the show is falling apart quickly. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail item for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, I find Distorted View to be derogatory. I'm sorry, I can't talk about this. It's upsetting me too much.
I just find it very derogatory. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Me too. Vote for us at podcast.ly. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, we will see you back tomorrow for the big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Like that?
Yeah.
All right. Woo! Can we
listen to that?
Can I have some water, please? The Texas, please. Doing a number of my voice.